Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on, guys? This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are having a good night tonight. I hope you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you tonight. And tonight we're talking about returning to God. I hope you guys are doing well. This is something we do every Tuesday. You know how we do, guys, on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Hope you guys are doing well. What's going on, Kevin? What's going on, Bruce? What's going on, Deborah, Janine? And this is the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is our weekly Bible study, and we're talking about some things that God's placed in my heart to share with you guys. And I hope you guys are going to be open to some of the things I'm going to talk with you guys about. First of all, I have to say this. We're about to go into the Thanksgiving season. While this is a great season for people and everything, things are sometimes a little different because what's going on? Bring on them camera. I'm not bringing anyone on camera, D. Bernard. I'm not bringing them on camera. Not tonight. How you doing? I hope everything's going well. So I want to talk about tonight when God placed in my heart was returning to God. And what really, really stuck to me was the fact that, you know, I think about the family unit. And at some point, we have to understand that life changes, things change. But one thing that doesn't change is God. One thing that doesn't change is God's word. One thing that does not change is what God desires from us. That's a relationship with him and to love each other. So I'm coming to you tonight from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. That's going to be the main scriptural passage for tonight. And then we'll go on and talk about some other things tonight as well, some things that God has just placed in my heart. But I was just thinking about the family units, and it seems as if the love is not there. I don't see it. I think we've gone through so much situations, so many different things, but this Thanksgiving, I feel like we have a lot to be thankful for. And while we get older, we experience new things, we experience life. My perception, I don't know about you, but my perception has changed a little bit where, remember that scripture passage where Jesus was talking about, you know, my brothers and sisters, they're like, look, your brothers, Jesus, your brothers, and your mother and your brothers and sisters are knocking on the door, you know, or even go to them. He was like saying, basically, doing the will of God, those who do the will of God, those are his brothers, those are his sisters. And one thing I realized is family is more than just blood. What's going on, James? What's going on, Austin? Family is more than just blood. Family are those people who love you, who rebuke you if they need to, they correct you, they're honest with you, they forgive you, you forgive them. That's family. What's going on, preciousness? What's going on, Chantel? My whole view of things have changed for me. What's going on, Chantel? What's going on, Cheryl? And I know you guys are getting ready for Thanksgiving season, and I want to talk about family union and things like that, because while this is a time of Thanksgiving, it also marks one of the hardest time for some people. Christmas time for some people, one of the worst times of the year, because it reminds them of what they've lost. You know, and so for those who are listening right now, I hope that we can make a paradigm shift and look at this season from a different angle. Instead of looking at what we've lost, let's look at what we have. And let's give thanks from that place. Let's give thanks from that place of thankfulness that we're still here, that there's a purpose that God has for each and one of us. The other day, I was almost hit, guys. It would have been a bad accident right on the driver's side. And there was a big, huge bread delivery truck. It looked like he had his right blinker on, but apparently he had his safety lights on. I was about to make a left turn. He didn't make the right. He was about to come straight, and it would have been dead smack. My car would have been, the driver's side would have been dead smack in the middle of this humongous truck. And it was only the grace of God that kept me. So what's going on, Algernon? We have a reason to give thanks. So that's the time I want to talk about giving thanks and as far as the family unit, as far as returning to God, because I think that we have. What's going on, Precious? Because I think that sometimes we've gotten away. We've gotten away from God. We've gotten away from showing that love. We've gotten away. I feel like God wants us to come back to Him. Come back to Him. So that's what we're talking about tonight. What's going on, Clifton? What's going on, Savalas Lofton? What's going on, Patricia? I'm trying. So, guys, Second Chronicles says this, chapter 7. Verse 7:14, it says this: If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. For me, I feel like God's saying, return to me, return to God. That's what I kept on hearing when I was thinking about what we're going to talk about today. Return to God. You know, it is so easy that when God begins to bless us, that we begin to sometimes forget about God's presence. Sometimes we feel like, okay, God, you brought us to this point. Thank you. I love you. And I got it from right here. And then we lose sight of the prize. What's going on, Kezia? What's going on, Patricia? You know, and I feel like God does not want us to lose sight of that. And I got to tell you guys this, if we can really, really be sensitive in this season to what God is really, really saying to us and trying to say to us, you know, I don't want to go through repeating the same lessons, having to go through the same lessons over and over again because I did not get it. I want to get it right this time. And I think that sometimes we're not loving, we're not allowing ourselves for God to use us because we're holding on to things. You know, like I was saying, this Thanksgiving, guys, this whole season, let's go to April, this whole season is a hard season for everyone. One of my grandmothers passed away on Thanksgiving morning when I was away in Japan on tour. And so in the back of my mind, that's there. I'm sure that's on the back of mind of some of my family members. And then some of the other people who aren't here, you know. My other grandmother almost passed during the Christmas season. She passed about a week or two after New Year's. So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Chantel. Chantel says, me too. What's going on, Corey? This time can be a hard time, but I'm going to pronounce and speak over my life because life and death are in the power of the tongue. So I'm going to speak for life that it's not going to be a hard time for me this season. And I pray it's not going to be a hard time for you this season. Let's keep God first. Let's keep God first. Let's focus on God. Let's focus on what we have instead of what we don't have. Let's stop living our lives in the deficit, in the negative, but let's live in the positive. What do we have now? Cheryl says this: Oh my goodness, this is so the message I need to hear. God ordained this message. My sister just lost her kids over this holiday season. Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that, Cheryl. My family has been struck hard, and the enemy is hitting us hard. trying to see the blessings this holiday season and thankfulness for his goodness and faithfulness in the midst of the storms. Amen, Cheryl. Amen, Cheryl. You know, Cheryl, I pray that God would bless and cover you guys this holiday season. I can only imagine what you guys are going through, what your sister is going through. Just keep the faith. Just tell them, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep God first. Keep God first. And I'm tired of this. What's going on, Don? Return to God. I feel like we can live, once we return to God, I feel like we can get to a place where we can understand the reason to be thankful. You know, I think sometimes we say it loosely, you know, as far as, you know, saying, I thank you, Lord, or thank you, you know, but we sometimes take these things for granted. Life can change in an instant. I was saying earlier, a few minutes ago, I was almost hit, and it would have been a bad accident. I'm telling you guys, I'm glad that morning I was praying and I was praising God. I was singing praises. I said, let me just run to the store. Took my little break, ran to the store, almost got hit by this massive, huge bread truck. And I would have been dead smack in the middle of this truck, the passenger side. And, you know, so God is just something. He kept me. And I was like, Lord, what are we going to talk about? He's talking about return to God, the family unit. We've got to stick together. And I realized that, first of all, I got to say, I love my family. I love my family. I'm definitely a pro-family person, meaning that I love my family unit. I love my family. But sometimes situations happen in our lives. Situations happen, and it's like, where do we go from this point? Where do we go? You know, when we lose our way, when we lose that closeness, what do we do? What do we do? Because there's some people who don't get along with their family members at all. There are people I know who don't have any type of relationships with their family. I love my family. But I tell you, God says, love me more. We got to love me more. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. We got to love God with everything that's within us. We have to love him, number one. And our lives aren't about trying to please family. Our lives should be about trying to please God. And I feel like if we return to God, if we set our eyes at God first and foremost in our family unit, we will be able to go through the situations, the storms together as a unit. Three strand, four or five strand, you know, there's strength in numbers. There's strength in numbers, but if you're trying to go against the things you're going against by yourself, it can be hard and it can be rough. We need each other. Ms. Patricia says this, so sorry for your loss to Cheryl. What's going on, Pastor Don? Ms. Chantel says condolences out to you and your family, Cheryl. What's going on, Derek? What's going on, Crawford? You know, so what's going on, Dalton? So the scriptures, 2 Chronicles, Chapter 7, verse 14 says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then our hear from heaven will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, the thing about this is this. I feel like God is calling us. We say we believe in Christ. We call ourselves Christians. Well, those of you who call yourselves Christians, God is saying this. God is saying, come to me. I believe in this season, he's saying, come to me. Cast your cares upon me. Cast your burdens upon me. For I care about you. God cares about you. And in this season, I'm telling you guys, don't lose sight in this season. Don't forget the reason for the season. Don't buy into the commercialism of the whole season. Just be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what God has done. Be thankful for the season, but keep God first and stay focused. And I just believe that God is saying, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Humble ourselves. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves. In returning to God, we have to humble ourselves because we have to realize and recognize that it is not by something we've done. It's by God's grace. It's by the sacrifice that Jesus did and given his life for us, that we are able to come to God's throne of grace, his mercy. You know, we have to humble ourselves because sometimes we become full of ourselves and we think that we can do this thing that God's calling us to do. We think we can change it without God. But we have to humble ourselves knowing that God is number one. Patricia says, amen. Brian says, yes, Lord. Hey, Brian. Brian's in the house. You know, what's going on, Casey? And, you know, I think that's what, not say think. I think we're in this thing right now where we feel as if we can do this. I can do this. I can do this. What about God? You know, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to humble ourselves. I want you to understand God can use anyone. And pride goeth before a fall. Some of us are wanting God to move and work in our lives, but we are saying, look what I have to do. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do that. You know, the things, you know, everything has to be prioritized and in order. First, you got to humble yourself. You have to recognize that you cannot do it by yourself. Here, Brian says this, we have to put our pride aside. That's right, Brian, we have to. We have to put our pride aside. Chantel says this, yes, God does. Give God your worries. Give God thanks for what we have. Amen. You know, we're going to this time. Thank you for sharing that, Chantel. Oh, guys, my cousin Erica is online. I want to wish her and my cousin Chris congratulations on the newest addition, baby Joshua. And she's here. So we pray God's blessings over you guys, cousin. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Big hug. What's going on, Christopher? Pastor Christopher. But God is saying this. We've got to humble ourselves, put that pride aside, give God the worries. Give God the worry, our worries, like Chantel was saying, and give God thanks for what we have. You know, we cannot move forward if we're not thankful. If we don't understand it's God's grace. We're here because of God's grace, because of his mercy. We have to humble ourselves. And to humble ourselves means to castrate yourself. Sometimes you got to get down. You have to lie down before the Lord. Humble yourself. When you humble yourself, you're saying, look, you're bigger. I serve you. I'm worshiping you. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to worship him and to understand who he is. Because we cannot do it in our own strength. You're welcome, cuz. Love you, too. We cannot do it in our own strength. We need God's strength. And I feel like in order for the family to heal, we've got to return to God. Where is God in the picture? Where is God in the picture? Is God even in the picture? And if God is not in the picture, we all just need to fall on our knees, pray and say, Lord, please come and fix this family. Come and heal our family. Come and heal this land. Come and heal our hearts. Come and heal our souls. So God's saying in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Chantel says, congrats on your blessings, Erica. And pray. Let's talk about that prayer. Prayer changes things. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, when I was in some situations in my life recently, I've had to pray. I had to pray constantly. I had to pray. I was like, Lord, you told me. And I kept on standing on God's word, standing on things that he had told me in my heart and things that he had shown me in his word. And I had to stand. I had to pray. I had to pray for God's guidance. I had to pray for God's leadership. I had to pray that God will show me which way to go and what to do. I had to pray. I had to pray. Thank you guys for holding up. Thank you. I had to pray. And I had to get my hands and need to say, Lord, have your way in my life. Erica says, thank you, Chantel. Brian says this, put all your cares on the Lord, not on man, but the Lord. And that's the whole thing. On the Lord, not on man. And I think staying on that tip, what you're saying right there, Brian, is this. Sometimes we, instead of, after we've humbled ourselves and we pray, we want to focus on man. You can do this for me. You can do that. No, God, you can do this. God says, return to me. We're here not to tickle each other's fancies, not to try to do that, but to really serve God and to be obedient to what God is telling us to do in our lives. We have to love. We have to serve God with everything. And when we're praying, trusting that God will bring the thing to pass. You know, there's a time and place for everything, you know? Chantel says this, pray and wait on God. He is the only one. Praise God. That's the truth. Thank you, Chantel. Yeah. When you pray, you got to wait. You got to wait on God. You've got to wait. And now Pastor Don says this, praying according to his word. Amen. Praying according to his word. That's a good one, Pastor. Praying according to his word. What does his word say? You know, that's how we're supposed to meditate on God's word day and night. Day and night. Precious says, amen, amen, amen. You know, God places in my heart for those who are coming in. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. And God was put in my heart to talk about returning to God. And we're coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And these are some of the things that God has placed on my heart to talk about. What's up, Bishop Randy? What's going on, Mark? You know, we've got to, and it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And that part of that praying, like you, Pastor was saying, praying according to his word, praying according to his will, praying as the Holy Spirit leads you. And then when you're praying, you have to also wait. You have to wait on God too. And it says, and seek my face. When you seek something, you look for it. Have you guys ever lost something that you just had to have this thing in it, and you just looked everywhere? One day I was looking for something. It took me like 30 or 40 minutes to find my keys. I could not find it. And after I found it, God placed in my heart to say, you know, what would happen if people sought me like you sought these keys? What would happen if you sought me like you sought these keys? And the keys were like right there. But I tore the house up for like 40 minutes looking for these keys. What would happen if we were to seek God like that? What would happen if we were to seek God like we seek relationships? You know, what would happen if we were to seek God with everything that was within us, with everything that's within us? You know, thank you, Deborah, for sharing the video. And guys, please share the video on your pages too, if this is blessing you. But what would happen? Well, God's saying, look, seek my face. So if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, seeking the Lord. Lord, what is your will in this situation? What is your will in my life? And it says this, and turn from their wicked ways. Pastor Don says this, Joshua 1:8, good success comes when you meditate on the word. Amen, Pastor. Amen. Good success comes when you meditate on the word. Yeah, and I love Joshua. I love Joshua, Pastor Don. Brian says this, wait on the Lord and be of great courage. Amen. You guys are on it tonight. Wait on the Lord and be of great courage. Yeah, wait. And while you're waiting, continue to praise him. Continue to praise him. Continue to give him glory. What's going on, Rob Dobb? What's going on, April? Precious says this, you have me in tears. When I was in a coma, Jesus said, I will not leave you or forsake you, for you are my child. The love of the Lord that has risen me has brought me back closer to God. Amen. Even when you leave him, he is still there. Praise God. And I praise God for you, Precious. Precious almost left here, but God kept her. God kept her. And so we're just so grateful. Praise God with and for you, Precious, that you're here. Praise God. And I love that part where Jesus says this, I will not leave you or forsake you. You know, and sometimes we lose our way. And sometimes God uses situations and things that happen in our lives to bring us even back, to bring us even back and closer to him. So I thank God that you're still here with us, you know. This part is this verse. What's going on, Miss Anderson? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. It didn't say and seek my face and continue to do what you're doing. It says, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Sometimes we've got to turn. And returning to God, there's some things we have to let go. There's some relationships we got to let go. There's some friendships that we've got to let go. There's some dreams that aren't going with the thing that God has placed and desires to happen in our lives. And we have to be willing to walk away from those things. And sometimes returning to God, we have to let some things go. You know, I would just believe that we're in this place where God is saying, follow me. You want to find out what you've been called to do and what your purpose on this earth is. This is time to, you know, call on the Lord. Show me your way. What's going on, Ronald? Show me your way. And if you want those answers, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Precious says, I thank you for this word, for Jesus speaking through you tonight. Thank you. Praise God, Precious. This is all God. It's all God. Because these are things that God's placed on my heart. Because we're going through, we're beginning to go through a time that's hard for some people. But if we can look at this differently, instead of looking at it as a deficit, the things we've lost, and think about the things that we do have. We do have, as long as we're still here, we're still breathing, God is calling you. We have the opportunity to change. What's going on, Leo? Amen. We have the opportunity to change. We have the opportunity to get it right. And God is saying, come to me. If you have burdens, and things you've been carrying around with you for years, this is the time to come to the Lord. This is the time. Just try him. This time, return to God, and definitely with the family unit. You know, family units is under attack. We need each other. We need each other. We need to be standing in love. We need to be returning to love. We need to be returning to peace. We need to be returning to joy. We ultimately need to return to God. You know, before I even go there, I'm going to go ahead and say this part first. That part about in turn from their wicked ways. You know, things that you know aren't pleasing to God. Let's get it right. Let's stop doing it. Let's work on becoming the best that we can become for the Lord. You know, where you are weak, where you're struggling in, just say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. I want to do your will. I want to do what you called me to do. And God says, return to me. This is the hour. Return to me. And I just want to encourage you guys to love. You know, and in a few days, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, what we celebrate, you know, as far as giving thanks to God for the family, for the love. Family is much more than blood. I just think family is just blood. Family is those people who accept you, love you, correct you, speak the truth to you, and stand by you. And when something happens, you forgive each other and you work, you get back and you keep on. Your family is much more than that. And I just pray for people's hearts. I pray for our hearts. I pray for our souls that we will love. Because how can we reach anyone with Christ and we don't have that love? We're not loving. Sometimes we're not kind. Sometimes we treat people worse than people in the world. And then we call ourselves Christians. What's going on, Brandon? What's going on, Avis? You know, I feel like God's saying, return to God, return to God, return to love, return to peace, return to joy. You know, return to happiness, return to unity. Where's the unity? The enemy's just coming in, and we're just allowing him to come in. We're allowing unforgiveness to come in. You know, then we wonder why we're not happy, because you're not forgiving. We're not forgiving each other. We're commanded to love each other. We're commanded to treat each other the way that we want to be treated. You know, what's going on, bro? What's going on, Brandon? Good to see you too, man. Thank you for coming through. Give my best to your wife and everything. But yeah, and congratulations on your upcoming second one. You know, and we're talking about returning to God. During this time of Thanksgiving, guys, you know, I just want you guys to reflect on the fact that you're still here. Some of you guys might have lost loved ones. You know, I went through a whole season of loss. It was like loss after loss after loss after loss. But, you know, I'm looking at this season a lot through different lenses. And this is not going to be a depressive time for me. You know, I'm just thankful for what God has brought me from, and that I've gone through the things I've gone through, which is better helping me to understand myself better, helping me to understand life better, helping me to understand relationships, helping me to look at life differently, because I don't want to go back to looking at life where I used to. You know, because God's brought me through so much. So I have so much to be thankful for. And God says, return to God. Keep God first. And you might be saying, I haven't left God, so why am I returning? Because I'm already here. I just want to tell you, continue doing what you're doing. If that's you, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep God first. Keep God first. Santiago says, preach. Brandon says, we'll do it. Thank you again. You're welcome, Brandon. Miss Cynthia says this. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4:10. We need a humbling reverence, falling on your face before God, knowing that he is there for us. No one can lift you like the Lord. Like the Lord. No one can lift you like the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Cynthia. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble. We're talking about humility. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4:10. We need a humbling reverence. Yeah. Falling on your face before God, knowing that he is there for us. No one can lift you like the Lord. And I'm telling you guys, if you understand how this season affects you and how the season can affect you, you will be better able to deal with things when those triggers, those things happen in your life. You know, like I said, this was a rough season for me. It has been in the past. But you know what? I'm in a different place. Some of you guys are in a different place, you know. And for me, it's just, I just have to keep God first. God has brought me through too much. You know, even if I'm by myself, I'm going to give God the glory. Even if I'm having Thanksgiving by myself, I'm going to give God the glory because I have so much to be thankful for. Now, I'm not spending Thanksgiving by myself. I'm just saying even if I had to. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. Return to God. I kept on hearing family unit. Return to God. Return to God. Return to God. Return to God. Keep God first. The family unit, keep God first. You know, praying family stays together. Stays together. You've heard that saying. Guys, when we do pray, and where we can forgive and we can live in love, you know, do kind things for each other. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. What's going on, Dr. Nicole? What's going on, Jessica? We have so much to be thankful for. We're talking about returning to God. And guys, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, again, Jesus says, this is what the Lord says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. When you turn from something, you have to go in a different direction. You can't keep on doing the same thing and thinking that you're turning. You got to do something different than what you've been doing. Turn from their wicked ways. Then, hey, listen, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. That's not going to happen until that person humbles yourself, until you humble yourself, pray, seek his face, and turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, 1 John 4, verses 19 through 21, guys, it says this: we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. What does that look like? What's going on, Cornelius? What does that look like in your family? What does that look like? I can say I love God, but if I hate you, I'm saying I love God, that makes you a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. In returning to God, guys, you got to love your brother. You can't say you love people you hate them. That makes you a liar. It's like this: we expect things from God that we're not willing to do for each other. We expect God to forgive us, but we're not willing to forgive. We expect God to do things that we're not even willing to do, even in our relationships with him, but we expect it from God. At some point, we have to be held accountable for the things we do. We are going to be held accountable for the things we do and for the things that we say. So in returning to God, I think it's just as much important that we also love each other. If I say I love God, but I hate my brother, I'm being shady. You know, guys, God not pleased like that. He's not pleased by that. We've got to forgive. Because when we make mistakes, we expect God to forgive us. Forgive your brothers. Forgive your sisters. Forgive your family members. Come on, guys. Is it really that hard? Is it really that hard? But yet we say we're Christians. Is it really that hard? Forgive. But I want to keep you guys, encourage you guys to know this. When we do those things we're supposed to do, and returning to God and getting it right with God, you know, he will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. He will hear from heaven. God hears you. God hears your cries. He hears your pain. He feels what you're feeling. Jesus walked this earth. He feels what we felt. He understands. He will hear from heaven. God will hear from heaven. So guess what? He will hear you. He hears you. He sees you. Don't feel like you're alone in this season. Don't feel like God cannot fix your situation. I want you to understand that God can fix it if you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe, God will fix whatever it is that you're going through. God will fix it. And the thing about this is this. I want to say thank you guys for staying with me tonight. If you have to leave, I understand. But please share the video on your pages. God hears. We're not alone. Precious says this: when you can forgive, it will give you so much peace within yourself. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Precious says this. I call it preciousness. Preciousness says this: when you can forgive, it will give you so much peace within yourself. And forgiveness is really for yourself. I love that too, Chantel. Forgiveness is really for yourself. It frees you. Even if the other person doesn't accept it, it frees you. You know, And returning to God, guys, let's not even worry about trying to please, be people pleasers. You know, it's about God. It's about serving him with 100%. It's about loving him with 100%. And let's not, you know, it's about God. It's not about trying to please man. It's about pleasing God. And when you please God, guess what? God will bless you. He'll bless you in the midst of your enemies. He will bless you in the midst of your circumstances. Even when people said no, God is saying yes. Even when people say refuse you, God will make that make a door for you, even in front of the one who refused you, and even give you a better title, a better position, or higher position than that person who refused you. God, if God wants to do it, he will do it. What's going on, Mom? You know, so tonight, guys, I'm talking about returning to God. When you do these things we said earlier, it says, the Lord says, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. What's going on, Michael? What's going on, Ralph? I just want to encourage you tonight to know that God will, the Lord will heal, will forgive your sins. You know, even if no one else forgives you, I want you to understand that God forgives you. He will forgive you of your sins. God has the power to forgive you. So the different things that you might have been holding on to, I did this, I did that. Guess what? Jesus paid the price. He paid it all. And God says, I forgive you. He says he will forgive your sins. When you seek the Lord and you turn away from your sin, you turn away from that thing that keeps on keeping you bound, and you seek God's face, guess what? He will heal you. He will hear your prayers. He will hear you, and he will forgive you of your sins. Dr. Cole says this. He says all you need to do is say three words, let there be. Then trust in the Lord. To know him is to love him and trust and truly trust his will over your life in all realms. I like when you said that, Dr. Cole. Thank you for sharing that. To know him is to love him and truly trust his will over your life in all realms. Okay, KB. You know, and truly trust his will over your life in all realms, not just some realms. We have to believe that God can do, he can fix everything in every area of your life, in every aspect of your life. God can heal you. He can change everything. You just got to believe it. And sometimes, guys, we just got to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Even when I cannot see, even when I cannot understand, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to believe that you're going to work this thing out in my life. And that's the place that I feel like God wants us to get to that place. To this place, total rest, total trust. So return to God. God wants us to get to that place. And during this season, guys, there's so much to be thankful for. There's so much to be thankful for. And God just wants to know, are you willing to return? Are you willing to return to God? Are you willing to get it right? Are you willing to love? You know, Mississippi says this, I am so grateful that each day he gives us new mercies. Amen. What's going on, Cole? He gives us new mercies. Thank you, Mississippi. I'm so grateful for that, too. You know, and the thing about this is this. When the Lord hears from heaven, he said, I will hear from heaven. We'll forgive their sins. And we'll heal their land. God is a healer. The Lord is a healer. You know, sometimes we love to go to our parents because we believe that they have some kind of power to heal us. You know, a little boy, a little girl falls down, the parent, mother, father, or whoever they love kisses that spot and says, you're going to be all right. You're going to be better. And they get up. They believe that. You know, even greater than that, the Lord will heal their land. The Lord will heal you. He will restore you. He will fix up the messes in your life. He will clean things up that need to be cleaned. He will give you the grace and the strength to move on. But I want you to understand that the Lord is a healer. The Lord can heal you. Your mom and daddy might not be able to heal you. Their kids might not be able to heal you, but the Lord will heal you. Dr. Nicole says this, amen, Cynthia, even though I know I'm not always deserving of his mercies. That's so true, Dr. Nicole. None of us are perfect. And, you know, one of the things I was saying is I feel like the family unit just hit so hard. And when I talk about the family unit, guys, I realize that the family unit is more than just blood. It's those people who love you, those people who walk with you, those people who protect you, those people who are willing to be honest when it hurts. And then those people who are willing, after they've been honest and it hurt, they're also going to be like that balm of Gilead. They'll also speak that love and restore you. You know, I think people walk around with unforgiveness, and that unforgiveness seeps into the heart. It seeps into the soul. It's like that poison. Unforgiveness is like that poison. And as it gets to your soul, and then it affects this person, and it affects that person. And then next thing you know, there's not a family unit there. Next thing you know, no one is trying to seek God and see how can we move as a family. But God has shown me that there are some people who are family, who aren't blood. But they've been there with me. They've been there through the trenches. They've been there. But, you know, listen, God is a restorer. If you really want God to move in your life, if you really want God to really move in your relationships, you know, I'm saying this because I just sound red when Ms. Precious wrote. If you want God to do that, God can do that in your life. Ms. Precious writes this. One of my favorite songs is Break Every Chain, and I pray that he will do so I don't live bound to the flesh, but be tied to the heart of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Precious. I love that song, Break Every Chain. And I pray that he will do so I don't live bound to the flesh, but be tied into the heart of the Lord. Amen, Precious. Amen. I love that part. So I don't live bound to the flesh, but be tied into the heart of the Lord. Listen, guys, sometimes we're going to go through some difficult things. Sometimes we're going to experience rough situations and rough patches. But we've got to trust and believe that God will work everything out for our good according to his purpose, according to our purpose. In Christ Jesus, God can work everything out. And I feel like I said before, God is saying, come to me. I want to give you rest. And then when God gives you that rest and you come to him, you return to him, don't go back. Don't go back to thinking the way you used to think. Don't go back to doing the crazy stuff you used to do. Let's learn our lessons. Let's move on. And sometimes in moving on, God will close some doors and he will open up other doors. What's going on, Ms. Barber? Sometimes God will open doors and he will close doors. But the changes that God is doing in you, let us stay focused on God. Let's stay focused on what God is wanting to do in our lives. You guys understand? Let's stay focused on that. You know, guys, we're about to hit into this Thanksgiving season. And then it's going to be Christmas. They're going to start Christmas, probably plan start showing Christmas things probably on Thanksgiving night. You know, but let's not lose sight of the reason for the season. And if you're feeling alone, call someone that you know loves you. Call someone you know who will encourage you, someone who will speak life over yourself. When you're so too weak to speak life, just lift those hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because God wants you to know that you are not alone. I believe God wants you to know that you are not in this by yourself. God wants you to know that it doesn't have to be a turbulent time in your life. It does not have to be a dark time. You know, what do you have? What has he blessed you with? Because we can choose to either carry animosity and unforgiveness, or we can choose to say, you know what? I am going to believe in you. I'm going to believe in you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe what you have said that you would do in your word, in my life. And I believe that's what God wants for us in this season. I feel like that's what he wants. Precious says, amen. What are you guys, how are you guys feeling tonight? Because I just got to say that I just feel like God's just saying, look, return to love. You know, return to peace, return to joy. And 1 Corinthians 13:45, it says this, guys. It says this, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Guys, how can we say we love God, yet we hate our brothers? How can we say love God, but yet we intentionally hurt each other? We treat each other like in the worst ways. That we treat people unbecoming that of a Christian. Ms. Precious writes this, yes, you have to be willing to give yourself over unto the Lord. Love others as you want others to love you. We are all as one. And that's the whole thing. Thank you, Precious. Precious, I have to drop the pen off to you. You have to be willing to give yourself over unto the Lord. Yes, Precious. Love others as you want others to love you. We are all as one. You know, my sister keeps getting bumped out. I don't know why Dr. Nicole keeps getting bumped out. Keep on coming back. Ms. Chantel, you say you feel blessed, Ms. Chantel? Ms. Chantel, it's been a blessing having you here. I feel blessed too. And you know, the thing about it is this, guys. We have so much to be thankful for. And we can always look at, we can always complain, but when you really, really think about it, we're still here. We're still in our right mind, if you are. Because there's some people who aren't in their right mind right now. There's some people who snapped. There's some people who lost control and are lost. But God's saying, look, return to me. Return to me. You have so much to be grateful for. You have so much to be thankful for. Because remember, there's always someone who's worse off than you. Everybody's that song, Be Grateful, by Walter Hawkins. Be grateful. You know, and that's what God says in this season. Be grateful. Return to me. Thank him. And for those of you guys who are dealing with things and going through things, I hear so many different people talk about their families and how this member hasn't forgiven that member, and this member hasn't forgiven this one, and this one will never forgive. And, you know, life's too short. Life is too short. You can only be responsible for yourself. But I just want to encourage you, be the best person that you can be. Return to God. Not trying to seek acceptance from others. You know, Chantel says, freezing up, God has this. Your word was delivered. Praise God. Thank you, Ms. Chantel. Thank you. Thank you so much. My mom says, amen, and I am so grateful and blessed. Amen. Praise God, Mom. I'm so grateful and blessed as well. For those who've been knocked out, please share this on your work, on your pages as well. If you were blessed to touch tonight, return to God. You know, it's not about other people; it's about your relationship with God. And regardless of where you are during this season, just know that you are not alone. What's going on, Chad? God is with you. God loves you. God just wants you to go ahead and get it right. Go ahead and get it right. If you say, I don't know where to start with repenting. you know. Stop, like it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I know you're probably wondering what was going on. I had written a song about that with the scripture. So that was going through my mind just a second ago. Miss Cynthia Douglas wrote this: God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God. Guys, you know what? I think sometimes we thank you for sharing that, Miss Cynthia. I think sometimes we spend so much time trying to figure out who's right, who's wrong, and trying to justify our actions. Guys, let's return to God. Life is too short. Forgive. Forgive and love the way God loves you. And Ms. Precious writes this: for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Praise God, Precious. Praise God, Preciousness. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let us call on the name of the Lord now. Let's thank him. Let's thank him for keeping us and for forgiving us. And I pray, you guys, if you have any unforgiveness in your heart towards anyone in your family, towards anyone in your life, forgive. And forgive because God has forgiven you. And I say this, guys, not just because I'm talking about my family. I'm just talking about families, period. I hear this all the time. There's so many people going through in their families. There's so many people going through things, through relationship issues with their family. And we're, as we're coming to this Thanksgiving season, which is going to mark off the beginning of the Christmas season, I need you guys to understand that this can be one of the worst times for people. You know, because they think about what they don't have. But I want to encourage you guys in this season to think about what you do have. Think about what you do have. Think about what God has blessed you with. Don't think about what you think is a negative. Let's think about the blessings. What has God blessed you with? And I pray God's blessings over you. What's going on, Ms. Carolyn? I pray God's blessings over all of you guys. And I appreciate you guys for staying with me during this time. Hey, Brian. And I know some of you guys have been kicked off. Thank you for sharing your stories. Thank you guys for sharing what you've been through, for pouring out your heart, because we all learn from each other. Return to God. Let's return to God. Let's return to God. And let's love. Return to love. Return to joy. Return to peace. Return to caring. Return to God. Just want to say God bless you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. Be encouraged. Don't look at the cup as being half empty, but half full. Just say, thank you, Lord. If you need help, just say, I need help, Lord. He's got you. Just trust and believe, okay? God bless you guys. Have a good night. Please share this video on your pages, and I will see you again next Tuesday. I want to hear all about your Thanksgiving meals next week. We come back on between 9 and 10. God bless you, and be encouraged. My life.
let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plan, let them be used.
Thank you. Oh,
Hey, precious. Hey. Precious. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Oh, praise God. Yeah, you know, I appreciate.